Welcome back. Still on matters arising within the entire message. Our pastor has said a lot of things. William Branham is not infallible. William Branham is clearly misunderstood. And there's something you said, sir. The prayer you made before we left. Yeah. Let me know when man is speaking.
Talking.
So not every time a preacher is on the pulpit. It's not every time that the Holy Spirit is speaking through you.
Mm. Even Christ had his humanity and had his divinity.
Okay.
Was Christ God?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, sure. Sir.
Emmanuel, isn't
Amen.
It?
Amen.
Yes,
does God sleep?
No.
Doesn't
sleep. Does
God eat food?
No.
Does he eat fish?
The humanity of God.
Does God cry?
It doesn't.
No, sir. Does God die?
No, sir.
No.
No.
So Christ had humanity.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I had his divinity.
Mm.
But your idol worshippers, worshiping with Abraham, don't believe he's a human. So he's greater than Jesus.
Okay. All right. You've quoted Romans 11:24, the two kinds of people coming to William Branham, two groups that come to this message that are not to William Branham. He says some are graft contrary to nature.
Yes.
But some are just grafting.
Mm. According to nature.
And they bear the fruit of where
they are grafted according to nature. Producing the fruit of where they came from.
Another quote is that you said, all Satan has been doing from the first church age is to remove us from the Bible, from the word of God, and
give us some other things
of men.
Yes.
Okay. And man's problem generally is how to get to God.
How to get to God.
Are some of the things you've said so far, and it's been very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. Okay, sir, but within the end time message now, there's something that is like fire burning on the mountain, and that's about polygamy.
It's a very serious
so
one.
So it makes us ask this question, polygamy in this message?
You know something, before Pastor comes in, sir, why Pastor mentioned, we're just talking about this polygamy thing. I thought it wasn't really that serious until I went to the internet and I searched, and I saw a message of a brother. He sent this voice of God in sometime in 2018. According to the letter here, he said it's sometime in April. And his name is Boniface Najuru. He's a message believer of 42 years, standing and a pastor of a little congregation. Now, there in Nairobi. There in Nairobi. And according to him, it was a very long mail. I won't read all that. But he said something about that he believed in the institution of marriage, even a polygamous union, that he believes in that union. And he gave a quote of William Branham, where William Branham said in a sermon he preached, he titled it Abraham, in 1961, February 11th. And he said, William Branham said this, and I'll quote him, "I rather stand before God with three married women or five married women standing by my side than to stand there with one wife and running with another man's. Yes, sir, I would have been a better chance before God. I have a better chance before God." That's what William Branham said. And that sermon again, William Branham was heard saying this also. 70 weeks of Daniel, 1961, in August 6th. He said, "In the nations where they have polygamy, it's 1,000 times better. And yet polygamy," he said, "polygamy is wrong, we know, but just show you how degraded we are." Now this William Branham making two different, it seems as if he's making two different statements.
So, again, read it again.
He says, "In a nation where they have polygamy, it is 1,000 times better, and yet polygamy is wrong, we know, but just show how degraded we are." This is what he said. And then he moved forward again in another sermon, because I have to get to this quote. This is Marriage and Divorce in 1965, February 21st. He says, "Now you notice in 1 Corinthians 7, notice Paul commanded the wives, that is the divorced, that divorced her husband, to remain single or to be reconciled, not to marry. She must remain single, not to be reconciled back to her, or to be reconciled back to her husband. She cannot remarry. She must remain single." But notice, he never said about the man. See, you can make the word,
you
can
make
the word, you can make the word lie. From the beginning, the sex law by polygamy. Now the word of God runs through with nature of God, runs into continuity," and then he, that's the end of the quote. From all this, what I see is William Branham actually confirming polygamy? Is he against it? Or is it still the same misunderstanding? Why do we have polygamy in the message?
First and foremost, have this at the back of your mind. Mm. This satanic agenda to kill the light. Yeah. It's even getting clearer and clearer now. Why God revealed to me the entire message as a leprous woman. Leprosy, leprous people are kept in isolation.
That's true. Mm.
They don't mingle with normal people.
That's true, sir.
Now tell me, even the Catholic system, tell me which Christian denomination from the beginning in Acts of Apostles till today ever preaches polygamy. Every church, every minister, every ministry, every church believes that according to the Bible is one man,
one wife. Exactly.
But here are people who say they are following the ministry of William Branham, quoting the servant of God, this humble, sincere man, out of context, and applying it, you know, to give reason for them to mess up the message by acquiring many wives. Hmm. Each of them preaching this has more than one wife. Hmm. And they are supporting it with what William Branham said.
Hmm.
There's one in Sapele that one of his members was telling me that he has preached several times. If you're a brother here, you have only one wife, you are not a man.
In this message.
In this message.
Wonderful.
And he himself is pastoring them. And he's three times married. Also. And he has his followers. Now, you see, how did Satan achieve this? By first and foremost, eulogizing William Branham. You know, deifying William Branham. That's where it started. You didn't hear polygamy from the beginning. It's towards the end now.
Exactly.
You know? After you have believed that whatever, then there's this emphasis is absolute. Yeah. There's this emphasis is infallible. Yeah. There's this emphasis, whatever he says is thus said the Lord. Yeah. People didn't know where the devil was leading them to. He knew where he was going to. Then after you have accepted that whatever he says is of God, they know how to bring the quote where he's emphasizing to make the people have faith in what he wants to say. The quote that bring it now to finally destroy it, to make everybody run away from the group of people following that message, he's now saying you can marry more than one wife. You know, quoting him out of context. Hmm. Now let's pick it. I even have another one here. Let me start from the one, Brother Shegu in Abuja. You know, you reminded me, you sent this to me. And you are quoting Marriage and Divorce, preached in 1965. That's where all these things are picked out from. Now, and I've got the book. I read it. And I didn't see what they saw. That is the interesting thing.
In fact,
that's why I said, even those sermon books and the messages that William Branham preached, they are love letters.
Mm,
it's not for everybody.
Amen.
You will always understand what he meant,
amen,
what he means by what he's saying.
That's right.
You know, he said, then, in paragraph 203, then, when the double covenant was made by man and woman through sex, another covenant altogether, not the original covenant, but another covenant, now, was introduced, polygamy, in all. Then, after the beginning, polygamy was introduced, both in man and in beasts, after the beginning, the fall. God now, secondly, sets a new nature again by sex. God created the first without sex. Do you believe that? Now, then it goes further again. Now, it's another covenant with nature. He sets it in another order by sex. Second covenant. One male, many females. One buck deer, a whole harem of those. Is that right? One bull, a whole herd of cattle, cows, one rooster, a yard full of hens. Is that right? One David, after his own heart, with 500 wives, with 100 children born to him in 1 year of different women. whom a man after God's own heart, one Solomon with 1,000 wives. But notice now, it wasn't so at the beginning.
Amen.
He said, it wasn't so at the beginning.
Amen.
But now it's after the beginning. Now it's after the beginning. The woman has done this. Then she just becomes what she is now. David, the king, which represented Christ, hold that in your mind. David represented Christ. Listen. He continues. Notice, don't fail this now. Take it all down in your hearts. But not one of those women could even have one more husband. He is the original creation, not her. Not one of those women could have one more husband. But that one husband could have 1,000 wives. That's thus said the Lord. That's the Bible. Now, I went back, took my time, and showed you back yonder where it started. What Jesus said. Now, do you see clearly? They could have as many. You know, just part of the quote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see this as plain as anything. I repeat, as plain as anything. If you follow the spirit of that sermon he preached. First and foremost, what gave rise to the preaching of this message? Marriage and divorce.
That's right.
Remember, this is the ministry of perfection.
Amen.
This is the man that God used to bring all those doctrines that everybody ran off with and bring them together as a full course meal.
Amen.
We used to say,
yes, sir,
for the bride. We are the only ones now that have the totality of the world. We don't accept one and reject the other.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, but there was a confusion about the understanding of marriage and divorce. It is about marriage and divorce. Marriage and divorce is the main reason. The topic is marriage and divorce.
Not polygamy. Not polygamy.
It is, polygamy was not the issue.
My God.
So, he's saying here, and what, where did he pick his text? He picked his text from Matthew 19. In the beginning, it was not so. And Amen. What is the ministry of William Branham? Ministry of restoration.
Amen.
What is the ministry of Jesus Christ? Ministry of restoration.
Amen.
We have to go back to how it was in the beginning. And what did he, how is he to achieve it? He now began to teach us how polygamy came about. The crux of the whole sermon is that woman turned herself to an object of pleasure. And part of the course that followed womanhood was how the God so debased until one man could acquire all of them since it was for pleasure.
That's right.
They were not marrying them for procreation. They were marrying them for pleasure. Nothing more. Acquiring them. Of course, you don't expect that one man will go around 1,000 women. No matter how energetic you are, how is it being produced? How are the sperm produced in your body? You know, even if you pick one, two every day, you will die. These are people who go to war. Now, I'm just saying this, that this is how the woman, you know, debase themselves. And all the terminology, all the effort that William Branham was bringing was to give you that picture of why God did not stop polygamy. Why he allowed it. The woman caused the fall, and you are paying for it. Womanhood. Until one would take 1,000, one would take 300. But he also quickly add. That's why I love this man, William Branham. He quickly added that David was a type of Christ.
Amen.
And if David was a type of Christ, then we also know that Ahasuerus was a type of Christ.
Amen.
And if Ahasuerus, in the book of Esther,
Amen.
Was a type of Christ, then you will notice that Israel, when Israel, who was the only wife that God had, the only wife The only bride that God had on earth was Israel. One.
One. Amen.
One nation.
Amen.
One nation.
Amen.
In the beginnings, one nation.
Amen.
But when Vashti rejected Ahasuerus, a type of Israel rejecting Christ, what did he do? He sent his servants to go and look for a replacement.
Amen.
That replacement is what we know as the bride in every age.
Amen.
But who were those from where he will select from? They were maidens. It was not one woman. There were many women that came. It was from among them that he was going to select his bride.
Amen.
They were not all his wives. They were coming for him to select who will be his wife.
Hallelujah.
The rest were what? Concubines.
Concubines, that's right.
They were not legitimate wives. How many became the queen?
Just one.
One.
One Esther.
Because David is a type of Christ. Only one he will select to be the queen. Now, take note of this. William Bryan was only explaining how, you know, women degenerated to what they are today. He was not endorsing polygamy. But Christ came and said, in the beginning, it was not so. It was one man, one wife. And if the minister of William Bryan is a minister of restoration, then we will go back to the foundation, back to the beginning. And in the beginning, it was one man, one wife. So the idea, now you say, there are statements that William Bryan made. And let me pick about three of them, at least three of them that you just mentioned.
Yes,
for instance, in that quote, he said, he would rather stand
before God
with three women.
Yeah, three married women.
Three married women.
Or five married women.
Or five married women.
Standing by his side.
Standing by his side.
Than to stand with one wife.
Yes.
Running with another man.
Yes.
Yes. And he said when he does that, he have a better chance before God.
Now he said he has a better chance before God. Now what he's telling you about is that it is so bad that you have your wife and you're running after another woman.
Amen. That's right.
It is so horrible. More horrible than he will start with another wrong thing. Three wives that he married.
Wow.
It will face judgment. But the judgment
stands a better chance.
Is even better than the one that was legitimately married and then moving with another man's wife to condemn adultery. That's all he was trying to bring out here. But because they will not understand it, they endorse that as polygamy. You mentioned another one again. How one man, he used the word degraded. One man with so many women.
Yes,
he said that is how sure how degraded we are. It's a state of degradation that a man will pick more than one wife. It's a state of degradation. William Bryan was emphasizing it there. And we came, the restoration ministry is to remove us from this degradation.
Amen.
Dehumanization of creatures of God. And then he now said something that you will have also noticed in the Old Testament that divorce, it was always the man allowed to divorce. And that there was nothing concerning the
woman.
The woman. About the woman divorcing
the man.
You know, divorcing her own husband.
Mm-hmm.
The reason was pure and simple. For, you know, he is only trying to tell you the effect of what the woman turned herself to an object of pleasure. It was not the man that was in the fall. It was the woman. So she became a property to be acquired. If you are a property to be acquired, you lost all equality with man. You lost all power. You became like any other object. That is what womanhood was reduced to. So the man, therefore, was free to put her away. But there is nothing about the woman putting him away. But in the beginning, it was not so.
Amen.
Because even now, you are allowed only to marry one wife.
Amen.
A deacon, a bishop, a pastor, a minister must be husband of one wife.
Amen.
If you have more than one wife, this is in the New Testament. Unlike before, in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, because Christ came to fulfill the law. And Christ has only one queen.
Amen.
A king has only one queen. We are to have only one wife. Being leaders. But of course, well, maybe we'll come to that later.
All right,
you know, now you discover that in the New Testament now, the covenant, the whatever the woman did, you know, is forgiven. It is now a covenant between the man and the woman. If you leave the man and marry, the woman leaves a man and marries another man, the man that marry her is living in adultery. The woman too is living in adultery. No room for divorce, according to that scripture in Matthew 19.
Amen.
The same thing also, that covers the covenant, because the covenant is you exchange a covenant now.
Yes. Vows, that's right.
But you exchange a vow. But in the Old Testament, they were not exchanging vow. Do you understand? You were acquiring them. I'll marry this girl. She agrees to marry you. That's why you go and pay your bride price. And she becomes yours. Sometimes even, she's taken and given to you, like they did Jacob, concerning Rachel and
Leah.
You understand? There was no vow exchanged. You only pay dowry, and you acquire them. King, take. This one, take.
It's even a gift.
You know, they are even taking sometimes a gift.
That's right.
You know, to foster
friendship.
But in the New Testament, you exchange vow.
Hallelujah.
And it binds the two of you.
Okay.
If anyone breaks it, the other, on the strength of breaking that vow, it can divorce you.
So you mean if a man should commit adultery against his wife,
can divorce him.
Okay.
But hardly would a woman do that.
But from the word
of God. Why I say hardly? Because she may not be in a, you know, she needs the man for a cover, except she is such that she can exist on her own, because it's always not easy for a married woman to get husband. So you would like to be in the cold, so you just manage. But according to the law, because it's a vow, if there was no vow, then you can say a property that you purchase, you can throw away. And he cannot throw away your master because you didn't pay, he paid.
That's
but
right.
But now, the Christian faith is after the payment, you still have your vow. It is the vow that marries you. And William Branham said that several times, your vow marries you.
Amen.
So therefore,
a woman can put away her husband that commits adultery against her.
Okay.
Amen. That's earlier on, we were speaking of a man that has several wives. He can be a pastor. He cannot be a leader in the church. But we would such be turned away from? Are they unsaved because they have more
than one wife? Takes me to doctrines preached by churches like Deeper Life,
Holiness
Revival, and Holiness churches.
They're not even allowed to take communion.
You know, they will never allow them to take communion. You can see. But they allow them pray in Jesus' name.
And pay tithes.
And give offering. They will not take communion. Doctrine of man. You know, Jesus can accuse the Pharisees. You stand at the door. You will enter. You don't allow others to enter. Now, it is wrong. It's a wrong interpretation. You know, you will observe that when the gospel came to the Gentiles, that is grace. Grace came to us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And he met us in different estates.
Mm.
With two wives, three wives, more than one wife. And when he come to you, you grace visits you. In the estate that you are in, you are to give your life to Christ. Even it went even further that even if one of them says he will not follow you to your Christian faith and continue with whatever religion is going, but still desire to remain with you, he said you should not put her away.
That's right.
Neither should the woman. Can we read
yes,
it?
Yes.
Something just coming into my mind now as I'm speaking.
First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10.
Yes.
Okay. And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. But, and if she departs, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And let not the husband put away his wife.
So, by this, divorce is not allowed. Is not allowed in the Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
Except we apply the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew 19.
Mm-hmm.
Except if it be for fornication.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say fornication here, some have gone further to say sin that she committed while she was a single person. What of you? You, what of the one you committed, you brother, when you were a single person? You know, people misunderstand this. If you catch your wife in a sexual relationship with another man, I mean, out of the spirit of jealousy, you won't even take it.
Mm.
You won't remain the same again with her.
Mm.
You know? So God knows how human beings are. It will take extra grace for you to know your wife sleeping with another man.
Okay.
And then you take it. The same thing too for the woman to know her husband is sleeping with another woman and be able to take it. But if on that ground alone you decide to break the marriage, you know, it's okay according to the teachings of, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now when you come into Christ, there is nothing that tells you to put away the wives. You married them while you are not under the law of Christ.
Mm.
If you are not under the law of grace, you are not under the Christian law. Christian, you are not in the kingdom. How can the law take retrospective effect, you know, on you? Something that you committed when you didn't know God, you are not under him.
Mm.
Now you are now a Christian. You come in the way you are. That is why it was very specific. He said, a bishop, 1 Timothy chapter 3, a bishop then must be husband of one wife. A deacon then must be husband of one wife. Why will Apostle Paul be setting the church in order like that? Because sitting in the church there, we are men that had more than one wife.
Mm.
And he's saying, anybody that has more than one wife cannot be a leader in the church.
Wow.
Now, leadership of the church is different from salvation. The reason is because you are to encourage any other person to have only one wife, you the leader.
Oh.
Mm.
So if you have more than two wives and you are leading, then you are going to encourage people to take wives.
Mm.
And we are supposed to lead by example because the New Testament is now one wife, one man, one wife.
Mm.
And so here we are. You come in like that. You remain members. You remain in the church.
Mm.
You serve God in any other capacity in the church, but you cannot be a leader, a pastor. You cannot come in like that. You know, you and your wife, you are saved. Oh, but that is restitution. What a restitution. Put away the last three and pick only one. You restitute what is restitutable. What can be corrected is what you correct. What is restitution? Take it back to the estate you met it.
That's right.
A woman that has given birth to how many children?
Five children. Then
five children. You are saying you are not my wife.
My God.
I'm now a Christian. That doctrine is wrong. Very, very wrong.
Satanic.
I want to be very, very, I want to use kind words. You know, if I'm to use the words the way I feel, you know, it will look one kind because I also want people who are in this era not to be taken aback by my use of language, but to see that it is wrong.
Okay.
You know,
yes, sir.
That you are scattering families and it is not good.
Mm.
the people will hate your religion. Your religion, we were all together until your religion came in. Mm-hmm. We're enjoying peace. Now you are sending a woman to the cold, misplacing the scripture, misapplying the scripture. What? Okay, if she's not your wife, what of the children? You will collect the children she gave you and throw her away. And she's supposed to go and meet her husband. If she's supposed to go and meet her husband, then you will return her to the estate that she was when you met her. So that she can be as attractive too when you saw her.
That's right.
As it should be. Mm-hmm. So that her husband too will see her. Mm. But now, you have destroyed everything.
devalued
everything. You have depreciated everything.
No,
everything that stands has fallen. Everything that is attractive has diminished. Then you are here, even her shape, everything. You have finished, you have reconstructed her. Then you are saying, it's not your wife. It's your wife, oh. It's your wife. Sister, don't go away from that house, oh.
Amen.
Stay with her. What of the children? It's a wicked doctrine. Stop it. You know, when people begin to use man's idea to understand holiness, to apply holiness, then that is the extent that we go. You must understand grace and know how to apply grace. Know holiness, know how to apply holiness. You know, it's wrong.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Wow.
That's it on polygamy. I know a lot of people, in case you are in such a situation, the pastor's number will be displayed on the screen now. For you can call him for further counseling on the issue of polygamy, restitution.
And any brother that has driven away his wife, I'm telling you, God is angry with you. Go back and bring down your second wife. And you, sister, that you are rejoicing because you are the first wife. It's unfortunate. You remember, it happened before you came to Christ. You have to accept it as your fate. And then bring those other women and live in harmony.
Amen.
Thank you so much, sir.
Wow.
Unfortunately, this is where we'll be stopping today, sir, on this issue of matters arising within the entire message. We have so many other issues to look into. Time will not permit us to continue this. But please, in case you need to talk with the pastor concerning the things he has spoken today, his number will be displayed on the screen. You could contact him, and I'm sure he'll be so happy to put you through the right way. Thank you so much, sir. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Really.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
Shalom. This is Rapture Watch, only on Bright TV, every Thursday.
Amen.
We're going to come back with a further part on this particular episode, on this topic, I mean to say.
That's
matters
right.
arising within the entire message. Watch out for it. Till we meet again, shalom, and see you in the rapture. God bless you.